Come to Papa Tuanuku, tēnei waiata, ko Haji te kai waiata. This is Come to Papa Tuanuku from Haji off of their latest album, Pahu.
So good.
Out by Noah Records. Yeah, really, really loving that record. And so excited to see Haji play at a very special gig this weekend, this Raharoi Saturday at Audio Foundation. Tonic Collective are on tour across Te Ika a Māui, the North Island, and they've brought Insula and Nymph over from Australia, and we're lucky enough to be joined by Alice, aka Rizzo, and Finn, aka Insula, on the line. Morena.
Morena.
How are we both How's this going? Morning?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for joining us for a chat. I'm so excited to talk a little bit about this very special gig that's taking over Audio Foundation, and excited to have you in the country, Finn. It looks like it's going to be a really, really special show.
Yeah.
Yeah, really excited for Hasdy and Kraus as well.
Yeah.
Lutus, of course.
Of course. You've been on tour across the North Island. There's been a couple of shows already. How's it all been going?
Yeah, awesome. It's just been the two so far. Yeah. One at Snails, which Snails is rad.
We love Snails.
Donald Snails. And then just the Cubadupa show.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. I had a great time at Palmy. Love the crowd. Had some really genuine conversations with a lot of the audience members afterwards, which is pretty rare and pretty special for shows, really. So many, you can just get in there, do your thing, everyone has a good time, but then you kind of pack up and leave. But there was so many locals who came out and, like, wanted to have a chat and, like, talk about what I'd done, and that was really cool. And then the Valhalla stage at Cubadupa was pretty wild. Saw some awesome bands that night. Melossa were unbelievable. It was just a wicked vibe the whole time of that festival. So, yeah, very excited about Audio Foundation.
Yeah, so cool. You've got a really interesting live set planned for us, Finn, which I want to talk about in a second. But for anyone unfamiliar with the kaupapa of Tonic, Alice, could you tell us a little bit about what Tonic is and how it came to be?
Yeah, sure. Tonic Collective is actually just two people.
Yeah.
we're in the middle of being like, maybe we should rename. It came about, so it's Emma, aka Ludus, Bird Party, producer, legend, and I. I'm a sound engineer and DJ. We toured China in 2024 now, like the end of it. And didn't know each other super well before that, and just connected instantly there and just were so, like, on the same wavelength. And we saw a lot of, real cool initiatives there and just were really inspired. And we're sort of like, oh, why doesn't New Zealand do this sort of stuff? And then we're like, should we do this stuff? Mm-hmm. And that's how it sort of birthed. We are just... There's two people interested in putting on gigs in a way that, work well for everyone involved. Like, we're pretty, like, artist forward. I've never said that out loud before.
I like that.
Does it sound okay?
Good. Yeah, okay. It sounded good.
Okay, write that down. I mean, we've both had a bit of time in the music industry and seen, like, some pretty, like, not cool ways of doing things and some really, like, awesome examples. And we just, I don't know, at least for me, I as a sound engineer, I want to, for live gigs, like, they can be pretty full on. Like, a lot of the time people are putting their, wearing their heart on their sleeve when they go on stage, and it's a pretty, like, nerve-wracking thing. Mm. And I just want to, treat that with, like, care and respect and not be a grumpy sound person that makes you feel stupid. We're just interested in putting on interesting gigs that I guess are more experimental in nature, though they don't have to be, but just music that we are interested in, I guess.
Karawe. So cool. It feels like there's also, like, something really special here about, having all of these events and sort of quite quite a holistic approach. Like, I know you've put on sort of workshops and talks and stuff as well, and having it run by you guys who are DJs and artists and creating, you feel like you can really put yourself in the shoes of the people that you've got performing.
Yeah, I think so. We want to more than just, it actually didn't start out as a gig thing, but it's sort of naturally progressed that way. Yeah, we just sort of want to do things that, I don't know, build up the music community and have options that aren't just, you know, like playing at a bar. Or yeah, you can have people can kōrero about their, like, their practice, or yeah, where they've come from, which was the talk you're talking about with Kristen. Mm. She did a talk about or Kachanda about like DIY touring in China. Yeah,
so cool. Wait, so when you and Emma met touring China, was that with Kristen?
Yes, so that was the Kachandao Bird Party Vera Allen tour.
Oh, mean. Awesome. Yeah.
This is like real, a beautiful thing born out of mana wahine, eh?
Yeah, totally. That's definitely another like part of it as well.
Finn, let's talk a little bit about Insula as a project, because I'm really been enjoying this EP Hypermod, which came out last year, but I know you're also over here touring with Nymph, which is like audiovisual sort of vibe experience.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, Jozo couldn't come over here with me physically. That's Nev. So I've got their whole visual apparatus show with me that I'm that they prepared for me to run as easily as possible. It's definitely an AV combo situation. The visual is very much part of the show, and it's been wonderful working with them over the last 9 months or so. And I think we're going to be working with each other for quite some time because we get along really well. It's been wonderful so far.
Cool. Yeah. Am I right in thinking there's some violin stuff happening as well?
Yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I am triggering all sorts of sounds, playing synths, sound design from an electric violin, as well as sometimes something a little bit more conventional, where when I'm actually using it, a kind of like a violin sound comes out. But most of the time, it's pretty heavily processed, strange sounds. Yeah. Mm.
Have you learned to play the violin? Like, are you a proper player?
Awesome. I did the whole conservatorium thing, and then maybe 10-12 years of touring with different chamber orchestras and stuff, but
that's beautiful.
I feel like the pipeline from like orchestra kids to like weird experimental electronica is like quite strong. Do you also feel that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's because you don't. I mean, if you're interested in the weird classical music, and you don't get to play much of it when you're on tour with orchestras, because most audiences don't really want to hear the weird stuff. They want to hear the same Mozart Divertimenti every single time.
Yeah, Bach, Brahms. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's just like all the classical bangers.
Yeah.
and I don't know. I got tired of that after doing it for like over a decade. And you know, I still play with friends if I want to do some fun stuff. But it's been more fun to compose my own music for quite a long time now.
So, it must be so delightful to work that into a set, you know, that's experimental and, you know, kind of breaking boundaries.
It was hard. It was actually hard for a long time.
Okay.
Because I couldn't figure out a way in my head where it wasn't a gimmick, where you know, I've been making electronic music and dance music for, I don't know, a decade or more now. And that was in its own zone, and then classical music was in its own zone. And every time I tried to think about bringing them across, it just looked like I was playing Bach over like a 4/4 kick or something. And I was just like, this isn't cool. this is very much like a classical violinist playing over a the techno set, and so it had to fuse together. So I had to get a little bit more savvy with the technology to bind them together, more like in an alchemical sense.
Nice. Does it feel easy now, like doing that?
Yeah. Now it makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm always developing it. And you know, after this tour, which has been amazing, I will definitely go back to the drawing board again and just, like, you know, think about what's happened and keep developing. Yeah.
Ooh. So cool. I'm so excited to see it in real time on Saturday at Audio Foundation. Alice, tell us a little bit about how you connected with Finn and then, you know, deciding on the support acts for this tour, how that sort of all came together.
Ah, well, Finn and I have known each other for a long, long time. I lived in Melbourne a long, long time ago. Yeah, maybe 10 or 12 years, something like that. Cool. And Finn actually reached out to me, seeing stuff that, Ems and I were up to, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
Tonic happenings online. And had always wanted to visit New Zealand anyway. I was just like, come over. I'll drive you around. Stay up. As soon as you reached out, I was like, let's go. We'll make a tour. No thoughts, just, wanted to make it happen.
Awesome.
Yeah, and the support acts for each region, they sort of revealed themselves pretty naturally. Like, they were already... Like, I love Kraus, and really excited to see them play. And Hasti had just released some new music, and we're really excited to see them. And I actually haven't been to Audio Foundation before, but
oh my god, you're gonna love it!
Yeah,
I'm really excited.
It's like snails on crack.
Perfect.
It is, though.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and Ems is raving about it, so who else? I guess for the different... Well, we were going to have Synthetic Children for Palmy, but unfortunately Selena was sick. But Mouth stepped in, and it was amazing. So that was also great to see something new as well. Like, love Selena. But, seeing the new act was also awesome. They just sort of... made sense for each venue, I guess. And because Cuba Dupa was going to be, at first it was going to be the only Wellington stop, and then quite late in the piece we were like, actually no, that's kind of lame, like we could definitely have like a show in Pornicky, like that's where we're based. So we've got a Tuesday night gig at Pyramid Club.
Awesome.
And so that we've got Ritual Heaps and Fox Moss playing, I guess, like, less of a party vibe. I'm also going to do my first little noise set ever.
Cool.
That's
exciting.
The tour of firsts. I don't know. They just all made sense, and we're all lots of people we've either seen and really like, or are excited to see and meet.
Very cool. Oh, I'm so excited for Saturday. Everyone, if you're just tuning in, we've been talking about the Tonic Te Ika a Māui tour, which is up in Tāmaki Makaurau this Saturday, April 4th, at Audio Foundation. We've got Insula, we've got Haji, we've got Kraus, we've got Ludus. It's going to be a real beautiful time, and you can get tickets from Under the Radar. Thank you so much, Alice and Finn, for making the time for a kōrero this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. I'm excited for Saturday. This is Receptor Antagonist from Insula off of the Hypermod EP. We're going to play this out, and we'll see you all on Saturday.
Yeah, see you then.
See you then.
Bye.